Hallo und willkommen zu germanpodcast.de, dem Podcast zum Deutschlernen. We have two important things today. First, I finished the book and I've put it on the homepage with a link and everything. You can buy the PDF version of the book. There's a preview, of course, and the printed version will be available in autumn. It takes several weeks to get the ISBN, to get it into print. So that should take up to 6 or 8 weeks until it's available at Amazon. And the second important topic is jobs. As I'm currently looking for a job, I thought I might tell you a little bit about how we go about finding a job, about the interview and all that kind of stuff. Let's start with a book. I've created a little homepage where you can find additional information about the book. Of course, I've spoken all the German words from the book, so that if you buy it and if you read it, you can find the words in printed as well as in spoken form. So you can find the homepage at learngermanwithastory.de. Yeah, and of course I've put the link on the homepage. I've published the book with Lulu. Lulu is a service that offers authors like me the possibility to publish books. And I have to do all the work myself, proofreading, editing, cover design, and so forth. I have to do it all by myself, but I am as fast as I want to be, and nobody is telling me what to do and what not to do. I have published several books before with publishers, well-known publishers like Galileo, and it always was, it took a lot of time, and the books were not quite what I wanted them to be. Now I have more work, but it is what I want it to be, and I can be fast. If somebody buys the thing, please let me know what you think of it, what I might do better next time, because I'm working on the second one already. It will be a small series of books, and it's supposed to be for people who know hardly any German. So you don't have to know a lot about German, but it certainly will not be enough to learn German only with this book, but it is supposed to help you. And the interesting thing is that the series will build, I will try to reuse the words I used in the first book and the second book, so that you can actually read more and more and you can see your progress and feel and hear, that you can read more and more and understand more and more German. And the characters of the story will go through everyday things like entering a hotel, arriving at the airport, visiting a town, taking the train, things that you do if you visit Switzerland or Germany. So I hope that will help you. And yeah, I know it's not exactly a big thriller like I Can Follow It with 800 pages. It only has 48 pages. But it's a start and it's a series and it's cheap and that's it. Okay, now to the second topic, jobs. As you know, I'm currently looking for a job. And it's not the first time that I do this. So I thought I might tell you how this is happening to me. Of course, you have to consider that I'm working in the IT business sector, and currently we have a lot of jobs available and we just can't find good people to occupy all those jobs in the IT sector. So I'm lucky. It's very easy for me. Job hunters are calling me at least once a week. Usually more than once a week, somebody's calling me, asking me if I want to work for this and that company. So very easy for me. For other sectors, this might be more difficult. Switzerland is also lacking a lot of people in the healthcare area. So if you're a doctor, you might want to take into consideration to come to Switzerland. There are a lot of German doctors here, because it's easy for Germans, because we speak the same language, we get paid better, and the treatment is much better. So I'm told that many doctors are not treated very well in German hospitals, but I'm not sure if that's true. So after somebody calls me and I think, more, that sounds interesting, I usually send my Lebenslauf, my CV. Lebenslauf. Leben is life. And Lauf is, Laufen ist eigentlich gehen oder rennen, to walk, to run. So I don't know why it's called Lebenslauf, maybe because it's, it describes what happened throughout my life. Was dort gelaufen ist, I suppose. So it's called Lebenslauf. I send it per email. I don't print it anymore. I mean, if I write it, if I change it, I print it for me, and the customer will print it as well, but I don't send it with a post, but per email. Or maybe there's something like an online page where I can upload it. So I send my CV, my Lebenslauf, with a photo, and there's a table with the important dates of my work life and additional small paragraph about my personal life and what I expect from the company. I usually write a few sentences like, I want to work for you because you are, you have, because I can offer you something personal. And I always try to, to make a little joke or take something from the news of today to make sure that the customer knows that I wrote it personally for him, and I don't reuse those letters for all companies I apply. I always write a new one. Then, if the customer likes what he's seeing in my CV, he's making an appointment with me, and there's usually one guy I have a talk with, usually somebody higher up because I'm a manager. So as it might be the boss of the company or somewhere from upper management. And we, try to find each other. We talk for about an hour. And he's asking me questions about my life, my work life. And I ask questions about the job, the company and all that. And then if we like each other, we have a second date. And then there's usually somebody from HR, von der Personalabteilung. Personalabteilung. So there will be somebody from the Personalabteilung there as well. Explaining me what the contract will contain about security plan and everything the company is offering me. And again, both will try to find, my weak spots and try to find out if I'm the perfect match for their job. For the last jobs I applied, I had to do online assessments. I get a link and I have to log in and then I have to fill out some kind of psychotest, ein psychologisches Gutachten wird erstellt. They will ask me a lot of psychological questions like, how would I react in that and that situation? How did I treat that and that situation in the past? And the result will be kind of analysis, like telling me whether I'm good at working with people and whether I want to get to the top of the company and things like that. And for one job I'm currently applying, I also had to write a page. I had to take a pen and a piece of paper and write for a page just to give them something handwritten and they will study and analyze it. I'm not sure what that is good for. I mean, I read it up, but I don't really believe in that. I mean, I'm never writing by hand except personal notes and my grocery list. So, nobody can read it, But, nobody can read the Rezepte from doctors. So, maybe it doesn't matter. Yeah, and finally, there will be a decision. And I will start the job. The headhunter will get paid huge amounts of money. At the moment they get, they earn a lot of money. and that's it. That's, as you see, quite easy for me. On different sectors it might be something else, but it's usually about the same. I mean, I have a good girlfriend. She's a teacher. And she didn't find a job with a headhunter, but she had a talk with her with the principal of the school, and maybe a second date with some other teachers to, yeah, you know, get the feeling if she's fitting to the team, if the school isn't too large. So it's not too different. So she usually hands in her CV, her Lebenslauf, in a printed version, not via email. And some companies like to get references, so they I will provide them the telephone numbers or contact addresses of former bosses from mine, and they will call them and ask, yeah, what kind of person I am and whether they should hire me. My CV, of course, does contain some Zeugnisse. I'm not sure, letter of reference. Like, if I get a job, I get a Zeugnis, and in there is written the kind of job I did, and yeah, I will get a kind of rating. Like, I was good, they were satisfied with me, or whatever. So, additionally, some companies like additionally to call, to talk with somebody who has worked with me to find out more about. Yeah, and the most important thing probably is the wage, of course. So, I've looked it up, das durchschnittliche Jahreseinkommen, the average income per year of a Swiss is 45,000 Swiss francs. That was 2005, and I don't think it has changed a lot. So 45,000 Swiss francs, the average. And the average working time is 40 hours, so I have to work 42 hours. And we have 20 to 25 days of vacation, and depending on where you live, a lot of holidays. I have here in Lucerne, I have 9 holidays per year. Some cantons have less, or maybe only 4, 5, or 6. And qualifications are very high in Switzerland. People are very well educated, usually. So I wouldn't say better than Germans. I would think that the school system is comparable between Germany and Switzerland. And as 45,000 Swiss francs doesn't tell you anything, I might say that I pay about 800 francs a month just for food, and I pay about 1,400 Swiss francs for my rent. So I have quite a large apartment, but not too large, and I live on a village, so in Zurich you pay much more. So that makes it a little bit relative. And I don't have a car. Cars, of course, are quite expensive, especially when they break down. So how much do I earn? Yeah, of course, I can't tell you that. And how do I get it? Usually the customer asks me what I expect to earn, and then they say, out of the question, or they agree. We don't argue about it. I've never seen that. I've tried it, and yeah, I didn't get the job. So my expectations were too high, I suppose. But it's difficult, it's very difficult. Nobody, in Switzerland, nobody's talking about how much they earn. So I really can't say how much my colleagues earn, and I can't say whether my salary is good or bad. I have to guess. Okay, I suppose that's enough for today. So currently I'm out of job, I'm on vacation until the end of the month, and then I'm workless, I'm arbeitslos. Arbeitslos, I don't have work, then I'm arbeitslos. So I don't earn anything at all, and I have to pay my rent and have to pay my food and all. So please buy my book. Okay, enough for today, enough begging from me, genug gebettelt. Wir haben Freitag, den 17.8. Das Wetter ist immer noch schlecht. It's unbelievable. I can't imagine, or I can't remember having ever had such a summer as this year. I don't believe we had 3 days in a row without rain. And I'm going Transalp next week with my bike, and I put everything I have from rain jacket and rain trousers into my bags, and I'm thinking about buying a new pair of biking shoes, something with Gore-Tex in it, because it's supposed to rain again next week. Yeah, lucky me. Anyway, I wish you a pleasant weekend and say tschüss.